The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Pelican Scooper HoopDashBall.com presentation. I am your host Lyle Swithenbank at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, LyleSwithenbank, as in bank, at HoopBallPels is the show. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, that would be fantastic. Of course, as well, if you don't mind, jump on if you're on an Apple device or on any of your podcast apps, jump on there and give us a rate and review and leave a comment if you'd like. And yeah, we appreciate all the support. So before I get into it, you're probably wondering, where have I been? I know I'd been pretty almost consistent in getting to most of the games. And if there was a back-to-back, I'd try to hit a couple. Disappeared off the radar for a little while after the game against Houston. Thought I was going to pack up the bag then and basically sail off into the sunset because the Pelicans were winning. And we love when the Pelicans win. But alas, unfortunately, I got a bit crook and lost my voice, and so I couldn't really do much. Life got in the way as well, and all of a sudden we were a few games back. So the last I spoke to you was the 14th of April, and now it's the 14th of April. So 10 days, you know what happened? Over those 10 days, we had about, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 games. A festival of basketball, and thus the name of the episode today. I alluded to it on Twitter that I was going to come back. You can probably still hear him a little bit nasally, but otherwise, we're back to 100%. Nothing COVID-like or anything, just a bit of a flu, because the seasons are changing, and it's getting colder. But anyway, so I think we might as well rewind all the way back, get into it. I'll try to go as quickly as possible. I think it'll be a little bit of a longer episode today than usual. I know usually about 20 minutes. We'll probably hit, I don't know, maybe the 40. We'll see how we go. I'm recording from the start and not jumping around, so we'll do our very best. Okay, so we had a day off after the Houston win. Fantastic. We took on the Hawks. Injuries were the big key in this. I think there was like no BI, no Brandon, no Zion, no, we had Zion, but no BI. He had his sore toe. Lonzo Ball had returned briefly. Spoiler alert, he disappeared again. Injured. Isaiah Thomas pulled on the sneakers and he played. And we went deep into the bench with a starting lineup of Bledsoe, Ball, James Johnson, and Steven Adams. And what we saw was a pretty crushing defeat at the hands of the Hawks. They scored 123 to our 107. It didn't feel like it was that close throughout the game. Honestly, bit of back and forth, but the third quarter really blew us open. They scored 46 points in the third quarter, including, I think they went like 11 of 11 threes or something like that. It was just unbelievable. Not much you can do about that for a team for like us that doesn't really shoot that many threes. We scored 12, they scored 20, 64% from three. And, you know, we really couldn't keep up with that. Every time we'd get a bit of momentum, they would drop us. Big game from Bogdanovic with 21 points. Capella had 12 and 12. Huerta had 17 after going scoreless the night before. Gallinari had 14. Lou Williams off the bench had 12. And Trey Young dropped 30 and 12 on us, which was brutal. He had 6 threes. Bogdanovic had 5. Huerta had 3. Gallinari had 3. Lou Will had 2. Everyone was chipping in. Even Solomon Hill dropped one on us. And we just couldn't answer. It's difficult. It's difficult with the threes because, you know, they were just on. There's not much you can do in that. I mean, we kept ourselves to 14 turnovers. They had 11 points off turnovers. It was only 17 to 13. So we can't even blame that it was that. They just shot the absolute lights out. Offensive rebounds we won. Total rebounds we won. We went 40% from the field for the whole game. They went 50%. And, you know, when they're going to shoot 64% from three-point line, there's not much you're going to be able to do. So, unfortunately, just a pretty average game. And I'm glad that we sort of just escaped. It was obvious when the way they wanted to play, building a wall in front of Zion and also trying to stretch him out a bit more. You know, they made our big guys a little bit redundant. And, unfortunately, we did not get the win. We got a day off after that, and off we headed to... We actually had 2 days off, and we got to the 9th of April, where we played the 76ers, which was a fantastic win by the team. A real testament win. We're going to call this the... one of the defining, I suppose, games of the year, in that Steven Adams went against Joel Embiid and kept him to a mere 14 and 9 on 5 of 16 shooting. He really did give him a bit of a touch up, and you love to see that. You know, we threw the big guys at him. Billy played good minutes. He had 10 and 10 in 19 minutes as well. Jackson Hayes is going from strength to strength. I never thought I would say that. I honestly thought Jackson Hayes was going to be no good, and he proved me wrong. And I've said this time and time again on this show now, that he has absolutely proved us wrong. At times, and I'll get to this in one of the games coming up, we actually needed him to come on. He had 12 and 6, 5 of 6 shooting, and he started to add a 3-point shot in as well. So he's been playing a bit of 4. And I don't mind the fact that they've been playing the 2 bigs, and then sometimes throw in a James Johnson or something like that as well, play really tall. I've seen even the lineup of Zion, James Johnson, Jackson, and Steven or Billy, and then a guard like Bledsoe or Kyra Lewis. And I don't mind it at all. That height has troubled a lot of teams. You know, good three-point shooting teams, they'll probably get away with a little bit more just because you're not as mobile. But otherwise, against teams like this that are just average three-point shooters, we threw bodies at them and it really troubled them. Zion Williamson was fantastic with 37 and 15, 8 assists. We thought he was going to have a triple-double. He was just great. 15 of 28. He had 28 shots, which you love to see. 7 of 11 in his free throws. Only 2 turnovers. And so, you know, your assist to turnover ratio of 8 to 2, that's just fantastic. Honestly, he was great. B.I. came back. He struggled shooting 5 of 21, and I don't know what was... He was rusty. He was pretty average. 17 points, 8 rebounds, and just a bit lackadaisical. You know, he had to force it. He got himself to the free throw line a couple of times. 2 of 9 from 3. And yet, I don't think he was very impressed with the game. No one else really was impressed with how he played. But, it's all good. We got the win. Another key stat that I'd like to point out, we only shot 4 three-pointers for the whole game. We only made 4 three-pointers to 11. Now, you don't typically win games by hitting 4 three-pointers for the whole game, but because they just weren't that good, and they shot 35%, I mean, we shot 18%, but, 35% from 3, we locked in. We had 22 assists on 39 shots, which you love to see. Rebounds, we smashed them 56 to 47. Offensive rebounds 10 to 4. And all of these things lead to further possessions. Another key stat, we only had 12 turnovers, but we forced 19. There was some periods of time, but they were just throwing the ball around whenever they wanted. It was, we did really well. 11 steals, points off turnovers. We had 16 to their 12. So, you know, not too bad at all. And we got away with it. We got away with a good win. Really broke them open, I think, in the third quarter or thereabouts. You know, we scored 26 to their 18. But it was one of those grinded out, ugly sort of wins. But as Antonio Daniels says, at the end of the season, you count how many wins and how many losses you have. It doesn't say one ugly or lost honorably or anything like that. You know, it really is a matter of the fact that it's a win or it's a loss. And we'll bank this one, especially against a really good side in the 76ers. So, good win. The next game, we got a day off. And then we got to the 11th of April, and we played the Cavs. And we won 116 to 109. Another ugly, ugly, ugly game. Nearly back to full strength, but unfortunately Lonzo's hip has gone and disappeared on him again, which is not real good. The other hip now is buggered, so he'll be spending a little bit of time getting that right. This was the Najee Marshall game. He was phenomenal. Honestly, I think they called him the MVP of the game. He had 15 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal and a block, 6 of 9 shooting. He was great on both ends. He did a real spark plug. He was a real spark plug, honestly. He started at the shooting guard spot and was just, he was really good. His length, his intensity, he was good. And yeah, I mean, it was just, he played third string to, or third of the big three, I guess, to Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson, who both just absolutely dominated him. Ingram found his range. He had 8 of 18, shot 27 points, 4 rebounds, 8 assists, which you love to see. Zion Williamson with 38, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 blocks. Point Zion and also power Zion. You know, they're like Jekyll and Hyde. I'll get you from the top of the three-point line, or I'll get you in the post, wherever I want you, I'll have you. And he was great. Bledsoe, 7, 6, and 5, 2 of 9 shooting. He, and 1 of 8 from 3, you know, he was, his three-point shooting has just absolutely disappeared, which is disappointing. James Johnson, good off the bench with 9, 5, and 4, 2 steals. And Kyra had 6 points. He had a frustrating first half, and I think he was got a little bit of a scrap with Stan, which was disappointing. But, you know, he's a young guy, he's getting frustrated. And then when you get chipped by your coach, yeah, not the best feeling, but he'll get there. He'll get there. Jackson was good again with 8 and 3 and an assist. Hit his three-pointer, which I think was a half-court heave. Little bank shot, which you love. And Billy was the rounded out the bench, and he had 6 and 7. So we still got on the bench. Nikhil's injured. Josh Hart is injured. Lonzo Ball is injured. Isaiah Thomas didn't play in this one. Neither did Wes Iwundu. It was the first night of a back-to-back. So, you know, we did our very best. They had 4 of their 5 starters out, being Sexton, Garland. They also had Larry Nance Jr. out and also Mr. Jarrett Allen. So they went in with a starting lineup of Matt Dellavedova, Dean Wade, not to be confused with Dwayne Wade, Kevin Love, Isaac Okoro, and Isaiah Hartenstein. And Wade lit us up. He's a good three-point shooter. He's really handy. Kevin Love dragged himself to 19, and he was okay. Osman off the bench with 15. And Prince was good in the second half as well. He had 11. But I suppose it was a tale of two halves. They came out really quickly in the first quarter and dropped 39 on us in the first quarter to our 29, and it just was like, what is happening here? These guys, it was reminiscent of the Minnesota game where they had all the guys who wanted to earn minutes and they came out and they wanted it more. And I thought that was what was going to happen. Luckily, we sort of steadied the ship 33-29 in the second quarter. Third quarter, 28-26. And quarter four, we pulled away 26-15 and got the win. Turnovers, 16-17. Both teams were terrible at holding onto the ball. Points off turnovers, we only managed to get 12, where they got 19. Like I've been saying all year, you can't win a lot of basketball games if you don't score off the easy ones. And if you have these live ball turnovers, it's easy points at the other end. We'll get to that in the Kings game coming up. Three-pointers, we only hit 7, 29%. They hit 13, 32%. Lucky we scored 51% for the game. And, you know, we survive. We survive again.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Win ugly, lose honourably, still counts as one win and one loss. And we drag ourselves after that game to 24-29 on the season. Slowly, slowly, slowly getting towards the play-in game. So, key takeaways on that one is, firstly, Zion Williamson is turning into something that I don't think we could have ever expected. He keeps exceeding everyone's expectations. He's doing literally everything. And, gosh, he is flying. Number two is B.I. is the perfect sidekick for him, or co-star. You know, you still get a Oscar for best supporting actor. So, you know, if that becomes his role, chips in with 27, you're getting something like, what, 65 off from two blokes? Yeah, you're laughing. You know, then you just got to make up the rest of it with everyone else. So, pretty happy with that. I think Brandon Ingram will be fine. He just had to find his rhythm again, and he found that a bit in this game. And number three, Najee Marshall. Good on you for having a crack, mate. I mean, you bounced around. You're on the two-way contract, and you've been forced into starting. And you've taken your minutes, so good on you. And we appreciate what you bring into the team, because without him in this game, we wouldn't have won. The spark in the team was gone without him there. And I think when the bench came on, we actually improved as well. There was times where you just like, just get the bench on because they can steady the ship. Because the starters looked lackadaisical. Every time Cleveland went on a run, it was against the starters. And, you know, at the start of the year, we criticized the bench. We said, we have such a weak bench, we can't do anything. All of a sudden, you add guys like James Johnson, Wes Iwundu. You get the development of Jackson Hayes. The discovery of Billy Hernan Gomez, Kyra Lewis's development, and of course Josh Hart, but he's been injured. And all of a sudden, you start backing those players in, and they get confidence because they're playing well. And all of a sudden, the team plays well because you know, or the starters know, that they can have a rest, and they're not going to get dragged back in 1 minute because the bench is no good. You can trust your bench, and they're going to produce. So, really impressive turnaround, and hopefully we can string a few wins together, which would be wonderful. Now, before I get into the final game of the festival, we actually smashed through this really quickly, which is nice, but I would firstly like to thank the sponsors, mybookie.ag. If you would like to do your betting, do it there. Use code HOOPBALL when you sign up. 50% deposit match. And Yeah, so if you put $10 in, you get $5 back. So you got $15 to bet with. Not bad. Not bad at all. And of course, manscaped.com. Hoopball20 is the code. HOOPBALL20 at checkout. That'll give you 20% off and free shipping. It'll also tell them that we sent you. So go and do it. Do yourself a favor. Get yourself a shaver. How's that? How was that one? Not bad. That was just off the cuff. But anyway, the game. So the 12th of April, we're flowing through the festival. I thought it was going to take a lot longer than it did, but you know, when you speak fast and you rattle it off, yeah, we got there. So we took the Kings on 110 to 117. We got the victory. The Kings, we should have smashed them, honestly. De'Aaron Fox held on by the skin of his teeth and dragged himself to 43 points, keeping himself and the Kings in the game. If we go quarter by quarter to start off, honestly, 31 to 19 in the first quarter, we absolutely smashed the living daylights out of them. I've never seen such a flogging in a first quarter. That was just, it was carnage. Second quarter, I was like, hang on, nah, we're going to give this up. We dropped 37 on them, and they scored 26. 37 points in a quarter. Smashed them. You know, we talked about Cleveland dropping 39. We dropped 37. We dropped 68 in a half on a team. The offense was clicking. You love to see it. When then we went to sleep at halftime, dropped 18. They dropped 29, and all of a sudden it was game on again. And they had to start dragging themselves back. Not ideal. Not ideal at all, because the game should have been over. We should have buried it. We should have let the bench play. They could have had some substantial minutes. Instead, we were battling down the line. To finish off, they finished 36 to 31 in the fourth quarter. We defeat them 107 to 110 after having to play the foul game, when really we should have just put the nail in their coffin at halftime and buried them. And by three-quarter time, it would have been well and truly over. Everyone would have had 30 points. And, yeah, we could have moved on with our lives. Instead, we got a nail-biter. An ugly win again. So, for the game, we dropped 54% of our shots. 31% from three, which actually just translated to 6 of 19. Again, we are not shooting threes very well at all. 10 threes for them, 10 of 35, 28%, which was good for us because they were throwing bricks. And it didn't help that they shot 59% from the free throw line. And, well, I mean, we shot 69, 27 of 39 to their 22 of 37. And, yeah, it just was not pretty. If that's a telling number for you, the amount of missed free throws alone was disgusting. Smashed them on the glass. We had 42 to their... 51 to their 31, 42 to 26 in defensive rebounds. Offensive was 9 to 8, so it wasn't a big difference. But what annoyed me was some of the stupid failing, like these lapses that we had last year. It was almost fitting that Alvin Gentry was sitting there watching for the Kings because he was watching us do exactly the stuff we did with him last year, where we just didn't get the rebound. We sit there and two guys would spoil each other or just not jump for it at all, not box out, and easy offensive rebounds resulting in points. And gosh, I was screaming at the computer watching these guys, oh, not the computer, at the TV, watching these guys just throw the ball away or not finish the play. And gosh, I tell you, the Pels, they test you. They test you at times. We love them, but they test you. So, what else did we have? Turnovers. We had 21 turnovers. Jeepers. I think it was something like 10 in one quarter in the third quarter. We had 10 turnovers or something. It was gross. It was honestly gross. But I will preach Antonio Daniels again and, you know, still counts as a win. Still a win. We drag ourselves. That's a three-game winning streak, if I may. We got there. We got there. Zion was fantastic again. He had 30 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 13 of 21 shooting. Bledsoe started to find his range a little bit. He hit 1 of 6, 13 points. Brandon Ingram dominated this game. He was the star with 30, 4 points, six rebounds, seven assists, stealing a couple of blocks, 11 of 18 shooting, and 9 of 10 free throws, which you just love to see. Wes Iwundu started and had 11 and 7 in place of Nazi Marshall, and Stephen Adams had 6 and 16 rebounds. He was smashing. I think he had 10 rebounds by about half time, and then they stepped it up. The bench was solid. No one really starred. Kyra had 11, but otherwise, we didn't see much. 4 minutes of Isaiah Thomas, but that was about it. I think his 10-day contract now has finished, which makes sense because we did 10 days worth of basketball on this show, and we saw all of Isaiah Thomas. So thank you for your help. I don't know whether or not they'll sign him to a second one or some other two. We've got another two-way contract. I think because Will Magnay has been waived because of a bone spur I saw. I'll just confirm whether or not that's right. Might not be right. Who knows? But I thought I saw that on Twitter that he had been waived. Yeah, he's not with the team anymore, I can see. And yeah, unfortunately, we now have another spot. Get well, Will. We saw about 2 minutes of you. You can go back to the NBL once you've finished and sign there for a bit. I'm sure the Aussies will have you back. You were very good last year for the Brisbane Bullets. If you don't get another NBA contract, which I'm sure someone will grab you. But anyway, what we saw from this one, the Pelicans won ugly, but it still counts as a one. That's probably key takeaway number one. It gets us back within, 25 and 29. You're slowly dragging yourself towards the play-in. We're now 11th. We're half a game out or something like that behind the Warriors. They are 26 and 28. We're 25 and 29. A big game against the Knicks tomorrow to see whether or not that'll come together. And if we can drag ourselves in there. I mean, that was the pass. Mark, I mean, I don't think we anticipated the injuries, but we've got the cattle. The cattle's there. We can. We just got to convert it into wins, string a few together, which we've done, three. Let's try to keep it going against the Knicks. It would be very good to win again because we're sort of cramming into the end of the season, and I know a lot of injuries are happening. Shout out to Jamal Murray, who's done his ACL. Absolutely hate to see injuries of any kind in this league. It's so frustrating because we want to see the best players. That's why we watch basketball. It makes a better product when the guys are out there, and you hate to see guys get injured. It's not nice. And whether he's a competitor or not, you want the best players out there because you want to beat the best. And ACLs are a real pain. You got a whole year basically to try to come back from that. So, before I wrap up, we'll quickly preview the Kings. The Knicks, the other K team. So we take them on tomorrow, or today in the US, I think. 8 a.m. tomorrow for me. And we are headed, we're still at home against the Knicks. They come to New Orleans. We're allowed to have some people in there still, which is good. 10 hours at the time of recording this is happening. Going to be an interesting game because they just smashed the Lakers. Was their most recent game. And we just sort of half smashed the Sacramento Kings, or at least for half a game we did. And they've got Julius Randle, first-time All-Star. We've got Zion, first-time All-Star. They were compared to one another. Are they the same player? Not really, but I suppose you can see some of the comparisons that they do a bit of everything point forward. It's just going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. Of course, RJ Barrett and Zion played together at Duke, so we'll see them go head-to-head, pick one and pick two last year's draft, and it'll be interesting. There's a lot going on in this one, and there's a lot riding on it for the Pels in that you want to keep banking wins. You can't drop ones against teams you could beat. And I reckon this is a beatable team. They're much improved on the Knicks of old, the last probably 10 years or so, but they're also still the Knicks. So let's see what happens, and we'll see if we can beat them. Okay, so what I want to see from this, I want to see the guys hustle. I want to see them get after it, take care of the ball, and put the nail in the coffin early. If we can get up on them, stomp them. Beat them by 50. That's okay. We're not worried about winning by 7. I don't need to do that. Absolutely belt them. But otherwise, if they start getting on a bit of a roll, we'll be in some trouble. So make sure we lock in defensively. That should be the key. Defend. But anyway, that is the festival of basketball. We're caught back up. I'll try to do one after the Knicks. We'll get it going. We'll get back on track like the Pelicans have. Guys, look after yourselves. As always, I am Lyle Swithenbank. This has been the Pelican Scoop, a hoop-ball.com presentation. At Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter. At Hoopball Pels is a show. Go the Pels. We'll beat the Knicks.
Bye for now.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.